NPR's Anne Garrels is inside Baghdad. She filed this report from the Iraqi capital.
Early this morning, rumors spread through this sprawling city of 5 million that American troops had finally entered Baghdad. There was no sign of them in the city's center, and with phone service out, the American troops were initially hard to pinpoint. But a drive to the southern edge revealed the remains of their first probe into the capital. Four-wheel drive Nissans used by senior Iraqi officials smoldered on the highway. Destroyed Iraqi military vehicles and the remnants of heavy artillery and anti-aircraft guns littered the road. Among the detritus of what had clearly been a fierce fight were an American tank and an American armored personnel carrier. An Iraqi who walked into Baghdad from the south said with astonishment he had seen more than 24 American military vehicles and hundreds of American troops pass him on the road. A resident in the southern district called Dora watched as American tanks passed under her window. She wept with relief, not at the sight of American troops, but because they didn't harm her neighborhood. In districts to the southwest near the airport, the women and children have been evacuated. Only men are left. This was supposed to be a staging area for the Republican Guard, but a resident said 6 members of that elite force fled from the airport area across open fields to his house. They said many had been killed or surrendered. This Iraqi was disappointed and surprised at how quickly the Iraqi forces had folded. He said sadly, "We have lost." But Iraq's Information Minister Mohammed Saeed Sahaf remained defiant, even to the point of absurdity. At a news conference, he insisted the Iraqis had ousted the Americans from the airport. "We have crushed them," he said, despite continued American control. And he promised a victorious tour of the airport within the hour. The tour never materialized. A trip to the Al Yarmouk hospital also proved embarrassing to Iraqi officials. Security would not permit journalists to enter, apparently because the hospital is now full of military casualties. Red Cross workers report several hundred war wounded and dozens of dead have been brought to 4 city hospitals in the past 24 hours. The ICRC could not say how many were civilians. At the Al-Kindi hospital, an orthopedic surgeon just said, "It's very gloomy." Overwhelmed by casualties, he said the hospital was short of painkillers, anesthetics, and equipment to set fractures. The French organization Doctors Without Borders had been helping, but 2 of their medical staff disappeared from their Baghdad hotel a couple of days ago. They've not been heard from since. It's feared they've been arrested by Iraqi security. Doctors Without Borders has since suspended its operations in Baghdad. All the patients at the Al-Kindi hospital insisted they were civilian victims of American attacks. But when a reporter sympathized with the pain one young man must be suffering, his father jumped in saying, "He can tolerate anything. He's with the Republican Guard." Further questions revealed that far from being an ordinary family bombed for no reason, the house had been used by a Republican Guard unit as a base. There are more signs of soldiers and tanks in Baghdad. Field guns and grenade launchers can be seen parked under some bridges and overpasses. The black uniform Fedayeen, a feared force formed by one of Saddam's sons, has also appeared on the streets for the first time. Families continue to stream out of the city, though the possible routes are increasingly limited. The road east is still open. An Iraqi who returned today after moving his wife and children said the roads are so packed that a trip that should have taken a mere 45 minutes took more than 5 hours. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.